Marshall and Sagar here. Welcome to our bi-weekly subscriber Supercast exclusive Q&A questions. These are pretty straightforward. If you subscribe to the Realignment on Supercast, support us with that $5 a month, $50 a year, or $500 for a lifetime membership, you get access to our Supercast AMA form where you can ask us questions. We will then discuss them. What we do here is we're going to give you a preview of one of those questions that is going to feature Sagar going back and forth, but Sagar, you quickly give the last spiel and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, we need you guys to sign up. We're giving you guys these awesome Q&As. Here's the reason. We need to scale up production. We need to buy the domain name. This stuff costs a lot of money. I don't know if you've seen the inflation numbers recently. Joking, of course, but at a very serious level, it's very important that this be a self-sustaining operation, a media. It's very important that this be a self-sustaining operation, and both to me, to Marshall, and I think in order to maintain the really high production value of this show. So if you can help us out, become a premium subscriber today, it really, really helps us out and it helps further our mission here.
Great. So let's get into one of the first questions asked by a Supercast subscriber. The validity / effectiveness of not voting. In your opinion, is choosing not to vote a valid political choice? I mean this more mechanically than morally or emotionally. Obviously, parties try to lock down a base, but if I don't agree with the direction of either party, I have a hard time believing that throwing a vote to the, quote, lesser of two evils will lead to a change within that party. Instead, it just reinforces behavior or policies I don't actually endorse. This is not some sort of principled stand or argument for a third party, but more akin to Eric Weinstein's advice a while back that, quote, now is not your time, even though he did not mean this explicitly in regards to voting. Or even your own rationalization for not being, even your guys' own rationalization for not being interested in public office. It's the sense that the debates going on outside of the political space right now are more interesting than the ones going on within it. But how exactly does one bring those debates in? Logic leads me to assume / hope that by sitting out on some elections, eventually someone savvy will come to activate and collect the non-voter vote and absorb that conversation into the mainstream. But this seems like a really passive way to get to a realignment, and politics doesn't always follow logic. Besides, if I'm the minority, this isn't going to happen. I'd appreciate any historical or behind the scenes political examples you guys know that can guide my thinking here. Thanks. Love the show.
That's a great question. You know, even having the ability for mass amounts of people to vote is actually a pretty new phenomenon. I guess it's going to be post 1965 where we had mass voter participation and that ability. So the act, look, I've actually cards on the table. I have not voted in, like, I think three presidential elections, just simply because I didn't care that much. I actually do think not voting is fine. If you find yourself in that category.
So I can clarify what you're saying real quick. Probably it's because you lived in cities which wouldn't affect the outcome.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not that you don't care, quote unquote.
Yeah, I know. I care about the outcome, but like when you live in a 94% blue area like Washington, D.C. Actually, I live in Virginia now, so maybe I will vote. But I think that the point that I'm making is that I do still believe that it is on politicians to inspire you not to vote. And I don't really believe in a lot of this like duty language. What I would more point to is that voting in the United States, we don't have. I think what I'm trying to get at, Marshall, is that I just don't really believe in a lot of the heuristics. That being said, I do believe that if you say that you care about X, Y, and Z, and then you don't vote, but then you complain about it, then I do think that there is a problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And this is actually the first we get this a version of this question all the time. I think I appreciate how the questioner set up the mental framework. Mm-hmm. This is basically the best version of this question we've been asked. So I want to respond to the mental framework part. So here's the issue. The questioner is asking, if a bunch of people sit out and basically protest by not voting, because once again, I think not voting oftentimes is as much of a choice or a statement as voting is, would that cause the parties to actually change? And the answer to that is just empirically no. If you do not vote, if you represent a broader coalition of people beyond just yourself who does not vote, who is in, let's say, participating in the political system, political primaries, general election, then straight up, no one cares what you think. It's actually very simple. What politicians care about, aside from the fact that they have individual beliefs, are actual people and coalitions and parties that show up. So where there's a big conversation right now about pro-life, pro-choice, post-Roe America. There's a lot of talk about how the pro-life side is a minority in America right now in this country. But guess what? That minority shows up to vote. And therefore, on a couple of different levels, that fact that they show up to vote actually makes a huge difference here. So I would just push back on the idea. If you want to not vote, because once again, you don't endorse the political system, because you don't like your choices, because you're apathetic, because you're in a blue state or a red state, especially at the presidential level, let's put aside local politics for a second. I totally get that. But the idea that not doing so will affect anything is just like totally untrue. And we could say this having worked in media, having like worked in like think tank DC world and actually having met politicians, but it just does not work that way. There is not a single politician who says to themselves, okay, this coalition of people is just not voting. Let me make myself much more like them to get them to vote. Trump kind of did this in a sense that he activated voters who didn't participate in the political system before, but they were not explicitly saying to themselves, I am not going to vote. He was just a good politician, so really exploiting that. So the awkward thing that I think this listener should question themselves on, I'm curious, what political issues do you care? And by the way, follow up, you're a subscriber, so please follow up because I'm really curious about this. What issues do you care the most about that you think are not being addressed right now? Because the awkward reality here is that if politicians or any of the either of the parties are not reflecting your position, the easier Occam's razor answer that's not convenient is that like you just don't represent the majority of people. You know, when people are like, I'm like an anti-imperialist and people just like aren't supporting my viewpoint in the public square. And it's like, well, that's because that's not a particularly popular position or framework. Do you have anything last thing on this, Sagar?
No, I think that's right. Yeah, no, that's great. Exactly it.